Fear, of course, played an important role as well. Pragmatic liberals, while understandably reluctant to admit it publicly, undoubtedly bought into the Bismarckian logic of placating the radicals with legislative reforms and government largesse. For others, the very real threat of radicalism provided precisely the sort of crisis mechanism liberals are always in search of. The race crisis panic sweeping through liberalism was often cited as a justification to dust off every statist scheme sitting on a progressive shelf. From cash payments to the poor, to building new bridges and community redevelopment, the payout was prodigious, even by New Deal standards. The civil rights movement, which had captured the public sympathies through King's message of equality and color blindness, quickly degenerated into a riot of racially loaded entitlements. George Wiley, the president of the National Welfare Rights Organization, insisted that welfare was a right, not a privilege. Some even argued that welfare was a form of reparations for slavery. Meanwhile, any opposition to such programs was stigmatized as evidence of bigotry. The war on poverty, affirmative action, community redevelopment, and the vast panoply of subsidies that fall under the rubric of welfare, aid to families with dependent children, housing grants, Medicare, women, infants, and children benefits, food stamps, were churned out by a massively increased administrative state on a scale undreamed of by FDR. But most on the left were not satisfied, in part because these programs proved remarkably ineffective at creating the Great Society or defeating poverty. While even FDR had recognized that the dole could be a narcotic of the human spirit, in the 1960s such concerns were widely dismissed as rubbish. The New Republic argued that Johnson's anti-poverty program was fine as a start, but insisted that there was no alternative to really large-scale, ameliorative federal social welfare action and payments. Michael Harrington, who's the other America, laid the moral groundwork for the war on poverty, led a group of 32 left-wing intellectuals, grandiosely dubbed the Ad Hoc Committee on the Triple Revolution, which proclaimed that the state should provide every individual and every family with an adequate income as a matter of right. The committee lamented that Americans were all too confused and frightened by a bogey we call the welfare state, a term of pride in most parts of the world. Recipients weren't the only ones hooked on the narcotic of relief. The pushers were too. Like a man determined to pound a square peg into a round hole, establishment liberals kept insisting that just a little more money, a little more effort, would produce the social euphoria of the elusive Great Society.